Welcome to Listen, Think, Leap, the creative movement podcast where all you need is yourself, your imagination, and a bit of space. I'm Miss Teresa, your host and dance movement teacher and artist. Today is the Dance Book Beats Day, where we dance out a great dance book. So go ahead and put your screens down, turn your volume up, and get ready to dance, because it's Listen, Think, Leap. Now, before we get started, here's an important message for the grown-ups. By dancing along at home, you understand the activities in this podcast do carry a risk of injury, and if someone gets hurt or something gets damaged while participating, you will not hold Listen, Think, Leap liable. So, double check to make sure any all sharp corners, objects, slick spots, pets, and people are safely outside your dancing space. If you have to move something to make room to dance, make sure you ask a grown-up if it's okay first. If you need to adjust your dancing space, pause the podcast now. I'm so excited because it's Dance Book Beats Day. Here's a little breakdown of how this episode is going to go. We are going to talk about a dance book that I love. I'm going to share some of the great vibrant verbs and action words that are found in this book, and you can dance them out with me. Today's book was written by Susan Goldman Rubin, and the pictures are actual works of art by Henri Matisse, a famous artist from the country of France, who was very well known for painting, but also cutout art, basically making art by cutting out shapes and then gluing them together to make different forms. He also designed some costumes and sets for ballet. If you want to read or listen along to the full story and check out the amazing illustrations, I highly recommend visiting your local library to see if they have a copy of this book. Here we go. Start off being still and quiet. Music is playing, but your voice is off and you're not moving your body. That might feel kind of hard. It might feel really easy. Now, I want you to move. You can keep to this rhythm. You can jump, you can leap, you can spin around and around and around and around and around. Try circling your arms, arching them back and forth over your head like a rainbow. Maybe you bend your knees along to the rhythm. And one, two, three, four. Now skip. How much can you skip around your room? Can you glide like you're skating? Stretching high and reaching and swaying low. Beautiful. Now prance like a horse. Legs up and down and up and down. Kickity kick those knees high. That's a word from our book. Kickity kick. Now soar like a bird. Can you swoop down low with your arms stretched out wide? Beautiful. And flap your arms like wings to fly up high as you jump and leap. Can you wave your arms above your head? Can you wave your arms side to side? Now stretch your entire body like a star, arms, legs straight and stretching as far as they can. Good. Now sway like a tree blowing in the breeze, nice and gentle. Nice and soft, back and forth, swaying. Good. Now take a step and wiggle your head. Good. Now take another step and wiggle just your fingers. And take another step and wiggle your arms. Now one more step and wiggle your entire body. Nice. Now bounce. Just bend your knees gently. Or nod your head along to the music. Maybe your shoulders go up and down. Shoulders up and down as you bend your knees. Ooh, is that tricky? Excellent. Now turn your bounce into little jumps. Tiny little jumps, maybe one jump, two jumps, three jumps, four jumps. Now can you turn those jumps into bigger jumps? Like you're bouncing on the moon and bounding up high, suspended before you land down. They're still soft and quiet. Good. Now can you run? Run in a zigzag. Good, or run in a circle. Wow, you're fast. That's my favorite. Now give me one big leap so high up in the air that you are soaring. And now simply dance for joy. Move in whatever way that makes you happy, whether that's spinning or skipping. Beautiful. The music is slowing down, so maybe match your dancing to match the music. Slow but full of joy. And now find stillness with your body and hold it and relax. That was such a thoughtful and joyful dance you just shared with me. Thank you for exploring Matisse Dance for Joy, written by Susan Goldman Rubin with art by Henry Matisse. Do make sure you visit your local library to see if you can read a copy with your grown-up so you can see the amazing artwork that is featured in this book and see if you can pick out some of those fun verbs we danced to today. Remember, you can dance along with any book in your home library. Pick up a book that has art that makes you want to move. The book doesn't even have to be about dance. I'd love to hear if you have a favorite book like that. Have a grown-up help you email me at listenthinkleap@gmail.com. Before we go, let's take 3 relaxing breaths. Go ahead and inhale and exhale and breathe in and breathe out. And last time, breathe in and breathe out. Wonderful job. Today's episode was produced and edited by Teresa Simpson. This episode featured music and theme song by Sandra Kalmashier. For the latest Listen Think Leap news, check us out on Facebook and Instagram. And if you enjoyed today's activity, share this podcast with a friend or consider becoming a subscriber. As always, thanks for moving with me. Till next time, remember to put down your screens, get on your feet, and keep dancing, kids.